Good morning, good people of the podcasting world, and happy Monday. I hope this podcast finds you well. I have so many things going on today. First and foremost, I'm feeling much, much better than I have been. After the medication or the medication that I got on Monday, after discovering that there was a possibility of acid reflux in my life, after that wears out, I think we as a family, I don't know how we're going to do, I don't know if we're going to get a second opinion or what, but we're going to talk about the possibility of a confirmation of acid reflux, I think. Because I wouldn't be surprised if I have it. It's just a matter of figuring out what those triggers are. And not that we don't trust the person we talk to, it's just we just want the possibility maybe of a second opinion. Maybe that door's going to open. I'm not really sure what's going to happen there. We're going to kind of make a decision afterwards, after I use the initial 2-week supply that was recommended to me. So we'll see what happens after that. I hope that my acid reflux isn't severe, because I know there are certain things that if I do have it, I'm going to have to avoid, but at the same time, I'm going to have to take some time and figure out what those triggers are if I do in fact have it. So it's going to be a process of elimination for a while and just feeling out what causes acid reflux for me and what doesn't if I do indeed have it. It's going to be a process. Also, I have a couple of interviews going on today that have potential. And I will be meeting with my search committee group virtually today for these two interviews, because we've entered a winter season where it's less safe for me to be going out in the wintry weather, especially as it relates to the parking lot at the church. So this will be a different process for me, because it'll be the first time I'll be conducting or being part of an interview over Zoom. The thing of it is, I know what my question is, so it's not going to be a major deal, I don't think. As long as we can get a functional mic and I have the question in front of me, we'll be good, I think. So I don't think there's much to worry about. The plumbing situation with the toilet, hopefully, will be coming to a close today. As the guy claims he's going to, you know, get the part or has the part, and he's going to come over this afternoon. Of course, he's told me that twice. Started Wednesday. Didn't come over Wednesday. Started, and then he said he was going to come over Friday. I gave him Thursday. Said he was going to come over Friday. Didn't come over Friday. Says he has it today, and we'll see. So I don't really know what's going to happen there. I'm not holding my breath. I don't have a lot of... I'm trying to be optimistic here, but I don't have a lot of hope as it relates to it. So we'll see what actually happens. I hope he comes today, because, you know, a functional toilet would be nice. Something that I could flush on my own would be nice. There's a lot of things up in the air as it relates to that. We'll see. Hopefully I'll have a functional toilet soon that flushes and I can put this plumbing nightmare behind me. And yes, it has been a plumbing nightmare, because, you know, I'm discovering that being able to flush your own toilet, and I don't want to get too graphic, is a luxury. And the fact that I'm not able to do that is irritating, but hopefully that will be remedied soon. All right, everybody, grace and peace. Little update to you and for you. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk again soon. Friends, happy Tuesday. As I record this, it is evening time, and in this brief journal, or these moments that we have to share, I want to talk about this. These last couple days have been somewhat stressful, in a way that I might not expect. In other words, friends, I'm not used to being stressed. It's not something that is in my nature. It's not something that is in my flow of life usually. I don't usually stress very easily, right? But in my humanness, and this is in the hopes of being honest and transparent with y'all who might be listening, there have been a couple of things that I have stressed over for a couple days now. And I'm at a point now in meditation and realization and in prayer and self-examination where I'm finding my feet again. There have been a couple of things that happened last week and partially into this week that have bothered me. The first is discovering that I may be dealing with acid reflux. Now, I've talked about this to some degree, and I'm going to have to make some dietary adjustments, and figure out what is bothering me or what triggers it and what doesn't. And what I didn't realize is it's something that was stressing me and still is to some degree. It was stressing me more than I thought to know that I'm going to have to make dietary adjustments and change my lifestyle around a little bit and my food style around a little bit now that I have acid reflux. And that was bothering me more than I thought. Now that I have found time to ground myself in the realization that that's going on, and this is what I feel, meaning I have allowed myself to feel what I have felt and what I am feeling, because I'm still processing as I speak with you what this means and what my life is going to look like now, because I have to make some adjustments related to acid reflux. And part of the stress with that also has to deal is dealing with the stress that is acid reflux that sometimes comes up after I've slept or you know, after having slept and not taken the meds that I'm on for several hours, acid's gonna come up. I have discovered that in research, I have found that it's best to sleep on the left side, because it's on the opposite side of where acid tracks in the stomach, and it's supposedly very helpful, and thus far I have found that to be extremely helpful. It's going to be an adjustment to figure out what life post-acid reflux diagnosis looks like, and I don't even know if I have one. I'd like to get it confirmed, and I kind of talked about that in the journal yesterday, and we will eventually, I think at some point, get things straightened out and confirmed as far as the acid reflux goes. So that's been on my mind, but I'm sort of working my way through processing it and feeling it and dealing with it and exploring it and what it means for my life and all that. There has also been the stress, which is hopefully alleviating though, of having a fussy toilet. I had to call our connection back this morning because it wasn't working. What had happened was I had the church meeting last night, and all I can say at this point is those conversations were positive. I don't know where they're going to lead, where things are going to go, but we'll see. We'll see in the future and down the road whether or not there'll be second conversations and what have you or not. I'm not sure what will happen and how it will unfold, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed because we as a pastoral team are hoping to land the plane soon, so we know that. And we've wanted to land the plane for a while. We know that. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're trying to be as diligent as we can be, to, as I say, to keep finding and in search of the perfect or best pastor for us here within the United Church of Big Rapids. So there's that. Doing it piece by piece and dealing with it piece by piece is a good thing. So there's that, you know. Doing that one day at a time, few steps at a time, and I've got a wonderful team behind me to make sure that that's done. So, and we do it as well, and we're doing it to the best of our ability. So there's that too. Good things. We're believing that good things are going to be coming, and we know that the Creator's got this, and we're in good hands, and we're trusting the Creator to send us a really great pastor, which will lead us to a extended new future, and will also stabilize us and nurture the good things that are already in position in place. With the lay-led, or primarily lay-led ministry we've had for several years now. So there's that too. So that's been on my mind. The meeting went well, but I also discovered that after the meeting, something became disconnected. I thought my dad had fixed it, or we thought that was in motion and fixed. I woke up this morning and the whatever had lost connection again, so it was unable to flush. So I called our connection back, and so far he came back and fixed the problem. The thing I've noticed with this new handle, and it's something I'm going to have to adapt to, is I have to be more aware and present to flush it. What I mean by that is it's not an easy flush. The handle is a little tougher than I would like, but the joy of it and the beauty of it is the fact that I can independently flush now, and I don't have to depend on someone else to, you know, assist me in flushing the toilet when needed. We won't go into the gory details of it because this is a podcast and I'll spare you, but to have toilet usage and independence back with toilet usage is a really great thing. And I didn't realize how much that was stressing me. Partially because you know how important toilet usage is. And when you're working with a contractor who also has other projects and other things scheduled, they don't always move as quickly or as swiftly
or as all that as you sometimes hope. So I'm sort of reacclimating. The bathroom is in a good place now. Our pastor search continues to be in a good place. I'm starting to settle down about, you know, having to adjust my diet a little bit. When you first hear it, when that bomb is dropped on you, you're like, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. And you go, But now I'm starting to settle down a little bit. I've acknowledged that I was stressed, and I probably still am to some degree because I'm still trying to figure everything out, and it's going to be a learning experience and something that I'm going to have to adjust to. And the truth of that is that I'm still probably feeling it somewhat. So I'm just trying to be honest with my feelings as I do this stream of consciousness journal and share with you. And pretty much that's what's on my heart and soul for this evening. And I've spoken with you a long time and given you a long journal. I won't hold you anymore. Be well. Have a wonderful evening. And we will talk again soon. See you tomorrow. Love you all. One day at a time. Right? Talk to you again soon. Greetings, good people of the podcasting world. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Story Time with Pete, I promise. This particular episode is not going to be as long as yesterday's was. I was not intending for yesterday's segment, or the segment recorded on Wednesday, even though this is going to be one fancy and full episode for you all in one. I didn't intend for yesterday's Tuesday segment to go as long as it did. Just finished watching the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA season tournament. This happened a while ago. It was on the 10th of November. I'm a little bit behind with my NBA games, but I got to see the Celtics play for the first time. I hadn't seen the Celtics play yet this year. They look like a pretty dominant team. I think they've only lost a few games, not many. They look like a tough Boston Celtic team. They look impressive, and right now, they look like they could be in a space and place that would place them in a predominant spot within the NBA in-season tournament. So, they look like they could be a tough group to beat. Will they win it all? I don't know. We don't know. But they look tough. I know they've got more games to play. I know they've got a tough season ahead of them still. Especially on the basis of the fact that that was a while ago. There were a few games after that, and I'm a little bit behind, but it was really cool to see the Celtics play for the first time. The Brooklyn Nets didn't look as hot as they did when they played the Bulls in the in-season tournament in the game I saw in, I believe it was in Chicago, yeah. The Brooklyn Nets have they played at home within the in-season tournament? I don't know. But they are 1-1, according to the standings that I'm currently connected to, currently watching. I know we're several weeks removed from, you know, the on-demand video that I just saw, so I know things are a little bit different now. But, yeah. The Boston Celtics look tough. The Brooklyn Nets, after a certain amount of time, looked like they were just saying, mercy, mercy, mercy. Stop. Please stop. But they won. The Boston Celtics won, and they won well, convincingly. I'll be interested to see how Milwaukee continues to do. I'll be interested to see how Boston continues to do. I'll be interested to see how the Lakers do within this tournament. Haven't seen them play in the tournament. Well, no. I take that back. They did play in the in-season tournament, I believe, against Miami. If I remember correct, have they played in the in-season tournament yet? I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at the schedule. I think they're going to play in this round of games. Maybe. I'll have to see. I'm not going to quote it yet. I'm not going to say it's a definite yet. But I think they play in this round of in-season tournament games. I'll check on that and get back with you tomorrow. But yeah, I thought it was a good game. Starting to feel better. Actually, a lot better than I was with this acid reflux thing. And I'm starting to get my head around possibilities and adjustments I can make that may not cause such acidity to appear in my life, you know? So I'm steadily getting a handle on things and learning about things, and I'm less intimidated by this thing. I wish I didn't have acid reflux, but or I wasn't dealing with acid reflux at all. But you know, if we get a turnaround and a second opinion, or I don't know if we're gonna go in and get a second opinion, or we're just gonna get some sort of confirmation, maybe. And see what's happening there. I don't know when and I don't know how quite yet, but this acid reflux thing is I'm starting to wrap my head around it, so I'm starting to feel a little bit better about it. And you know, we'll figure some new things out, and it won't be as scary or as intimidating as maybe I first thought. I mean, it's going to be new, but it won't be earth-shatteringly crazy, I don't think. Am I going to have to be cautious? Yeah. But at the same time, I still have to kind of learn what my triggers are and what they look like. So, yeah, that's basically the journal I have on my heart for this evening. I'll talk to you again soon, and we'll have another chat sometime tomorrow, whether it's morning, evening, or afternoon, or evening, okay? Be well and be safe. We'll talk again soon. Good Thursday morning, my dear friends, and welcome to the newest episode of Storytime with Peter, the new segment, I should say, not the episode. This is going to be all one episode for your enjoyment, so this is a segment to the episode. Let me clarify myself. I'm going to put my recorder down for a moment so I can stretch in the midst of communicating with you. A little bit of plumbing update. I thought everything was squared away, and we were all good. It worked well last night. There were no problems. It flushed. And then this morning, it got stuck. So I called my mom and dad over and said, hey, you guys need to see this. Both come over, please, because they were believing me that something was wrong. It's not that they didn't believe me. They just didn't know what to do. They were kind of like frozen in disbelief, I think, yesterday. And at one point, my mom goes, I think you're going to have to live with it. And I was like, what? So we had a little bit of a malfunction this morning because it wouldn't flush. It seems to work fine in the evening, or at the present time, or when it was going on, it seemed to work fine in the evening. But it has trouble in the morning. So it got stuck this morning. So I called my mom and dad over and I said, please, I need you both to see this. I'm not going crazy. I need you to see that there's something up with the toilet. And so they both come over. My mom can't flush it. She flushed it, but she had to push real hard to do it, and then my dad touched it and the chain or something else broke. So it did in fact break. Again, the first time was because of me, and what happened on the day that I was dealing with the
acid reflux issues. Of course, at the time, I didn't know they were acid reflux. But anyway, the chain had supposedly gotten caught up a couple days ago. So I had Ron come over. He said, "Oh, the chain's wrapped in." So he had shortened the chain, thought he had fixed it. And of course, it worked for a while, and then it got fussy. And then when I woke up this morning, it started acting weird again. I proved it to my parents that there was something weird going on. Or they saw firsthand, again, not that they didn't believe me. I just think they were bewildered by everything, and they just didn't know what to do. And so now we've got another guy coming who is a professional plumber who I hope to goodness knows what he's talking about. Now, needless to say, the dude that supposedly put the new handle on doesn't know what he's talking about, so I don't think we're going to use him again. But yeah, I'm in the seventh circle of heck with this toilet thing, and I'm hoping I'm out of it soon, because I'm hoping this professional plumber can look at it and go, "Oh yeah, this is what you need. We'll fix it. We'll fix this and it'll be over." That's my hope over the next few days. He's supposed to be here this afternoon. He should be coming by. Maybe the situation will be fixed. Maybe I'll have to wait another day. I don't know, but hopefully it's resolved soon. And it's resolved by somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about. So, the continuing journey of the crazy toilet. Hopefully it's over soon. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling better than I did when I had my initial acid reflux situation on the Monday before last. It was a couple weeks ago, actually. But I did eat something last night. I don't know what it was. There was something in the meal that I had last night that triggered me. It very well could have been Chex Mix. It very well could have been ketchup. It very well could have been the burger itself. It very well could have been the pickles on the burger. Or it might have been the bread. Something did. And I have to learn what. It was probably likely the Chex Mix. Because I didn't think about the spices within the Chex Mix itself. But I have to eliminate one thing at a time to figure out what happens there with that. I don't think it's mustard, because I've had sandwiches on mustard before and been okay. So we'll see what happens with that. But this discovering what triggers me and what doesn't trigger me with acid reflux is going to be fun. You know, trying to figure out what does and what doesn't is going to be fun. I did discover that you can use ginger in small doses to combat things, but I did also learn that it's not medically proven to be effective. You know, I can try it and see what it does for me occasionally, but I did also learn that it's not proven. And you have to do it in small doses. You can't, replace ginger with your, replace meds with ginger or whatever. You can't do that. And honestly, I'm still in the early stages of trying to figure out what does and what doesn't trigger me. So, you know, I can't imagine what my parents went through when I was young and they had to figure out what I was and wasn't allergic to. But I'm in a new phase in my life. Because something did trigger me last... I was going to try a coffee this morning, but because something did trigger me last night, I'm not going to do that now.
I'm not going to try and figure it out now. So I'm going to try to eat something. I think probably what I'm going to do today is I'm going to take my acid reflux pill this morning. I'm going to try to eat something with alkaline in it to combat the acid that did come up last night. And I have an idea of what I'm going to do for my my meal to try and do that, so that I'm not dealing with this acid for a long time. So this is a new adventure, trying to figure out what does and what doesn't trigger me. Like I say, this is new to me, this is new territory, and hopefully I'll feel better soon. And I think the medication will help too, because the medication's been helping. But the journey of trying to figure out what triggers you and what doesn't trigger you is part of what I'm going to have to do with this thing. So there's that.
Gotta begin the day soon here. And take things one step at a time. My mom also edited the script for me, so I'll for the radio script, so all I have to do is look at what I have to read, and that's it. So I'm going to be studying that this afternoon and this evening, and studying it tomorrow. We were going to go to Grand Rapids, but it looks like my sister's going to come up tomorrow at some point, so we're probably not going to do that. I could possibly go to Meijer today and figure out what's going on with the iPad. Now, they don't have an 11-inch, but they do have a 10.9-inch, which is just slightly smaller than an 11-inch. So, what I might go is see the size of a 10.9-inch iPad. And if it's a good size, I might have my parents order the 11. And we'll go from there. Gonna be drinking some water, and in a second I'm gonna be taking just a few minutes actually, I'm gonna be taking the Pepcid, so that will help. I did get a little heartburn or acid reflux kick last night. Hopefully I'll be able to manage it well. That's the plan. We'll figure it out as we go, but I did get some sort of attack, but it was nowhere near as bad as the craziness that I got on the Monday when I went to the urgent care. Even though it kind of sounds like it, I feel a lot better than I did. And I drank some water also after feeling funky the way I did. And I couldn't take another Pepcid last night because of the fact that I'd taken two. So we'll figure it out one day at a time and one step at a time, and I'll learn how to manage this thing called the acid reflux. All right, everybody. Happy Friday. Grace and peace. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk again soon next week. Be well.